This is the Fred and Neil Show, featuring the uncensored and unedited conversations and the music of Fred Poindexter and Neil Slade. When you're tired of listening to the same old crap on internet radio, listen to the unusual and candid conversations of Fred and Neil instead. Brought to you 100% commercial free, sponsored by BrainRadar.com for the best in brain books, brain self-control, and paranormal amygdala tickling. And by Julia Liu at JuliaPainting.com for the finest in fine art, paintings, and gifts at JuliaPainting.com. We're going to start off today with music from Neil and Fred, or Fred and Neil, whichever order you prefer. This will be on an album to be released soon of guitar duets called The Brain Waves. It features Fred Poindexter on acoustic guitar and yours truly, Neil Slade, on electric guitar. You can find all our albums at neilslademusic.com or brainradar.com. You can also find Fred at fredpoindexter.net for some really fine guitar music, including his new solo album, Endorphins. So, this is from The Brain Waves, and it's called The Reality You Really Want.
Hello, Fred.
Yeah, yeah, this is Fred. Well, the heater's on.
The heater is on. The heat.
We don't want.
You know, they sometimes they say the heat is on, but over at your house we say
the heater.
The heater is on.
Yeah, and today, just today, I got some charcoal screening.
You did?
To put around my heating vents.
You're gonna screen some charcoal.
No, I wanna filter out any dust particles that the furnace, the gas furnace, blows hot air through the house. You know, when I'm sleeping.
Ah, yes. Breathing dust is not good for your brain.
Breathing dust. I wake up in the morning and I feel like there's something in the air that shouldn't be there.
Hey, did you know that Art Bell is back on the air?
I heard about that, but I don't know what station is it.
He's not on a station. He's on satellite radio.
Right.
Yeah, so we sent him a couple of paintings by Julia of cats.
She said
he has like 14 cats.
Yeah, well.
So we sent him three pictures of our cat. So what's new in your life, Fred? You know, we've just been playing some guitar music this morning. That was pretty fun. I think we'll have it together at some point where we can actually.
Perform
live again.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
Uh-huh.
But this is the equipment I want to use.
Yeah, let's show everyone the equipment on this radio show.
Well, over here.
So here, see, look at all these dials.
Well, this is a lot of equipment from the 1990.
Uh-huh.
And
the 1990?
It was specially put together for...
Did you mean the 1990s?
1990s.
Yeah, but you said the 1990.
Well, that's it.
People usually don't say that.
Well...
Now, I'm going to put this on the air unedited so people can know what it's really like to be in a room with us.
Well, don't sit too close to me.
Wasn't that a Police song?
Yeah.
Don't sit too close to me.
Yeah. I think so.
That's right.
But
so you have many dials and buttons and LED lights.
Yeah.
And then we've got this old
hear that?
Yeah.
Well, here, let me give you an example of a different sound.
Different kind of effects.
Yeah.
Got one device that adds different kinds of tones. That's called Suspet Leezily.
That's kind of nice. Isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds good. That was a good demonstration right there.
Yeah, well, that's, I'm going to have to remember that it's called Suspet Leslie.
Suspedal Leslie.
Sustain pedal Leslie.
Leslie, so it's got a little bit of that warped kind of...
Yeah, that
whirling. Whirly bird.
Hammond organ sound.
Yeah. I'll give us another one. Play, set it on something really strange. But that was a little bit from the Cosmic Conversations album that we're so famous for throughout the universe. Delayed reverb. I don't know if anyone but musicians would really be interested, but Deep Space Echo.
No, that's a good
echo. I like how they spell echo. E-K-O.
It's Russian. Could have its place.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's other sounds too. Wrong way.
I noticed you have a Swiss Army knife here. Were you once in the Swiss Army?
Yeah.
And is this what they gave you after you left the Swiss Army? This little knife, they said, after your many years of service, we'd like to reward you with this fine token of our appreciation.
Yeah, and I was on the ski team.
You were on the Switzerland ski team? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We
I didn't know that you skied. How long were your skis?
We used to pick up bodies from the war.
How long were your skis?
At least 8 feet.
8 feet. So, what do they call those kind of skis?
8 foot skis.
Why didn't I think of that? But most people would like to just be able to sit down and play music like that instantly.
Yeah. Well, you see, the thing about my music, it's all, I make it up as I go. There's nothing planned about it. And then But I must say,
You're composing, you're saying you just kind of wing.
Yeah, well, you just never know when you're going to be composing, because you'll be playing something that you played before.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it'll change into another different kind of melody, different rhythm.
You're not stuck on playing it exactly the same each time, you're saying.
That's exactly correct. Because if you do, it just becomes stale.
Right.
And it'll almost as if...
But sometimes you like to play things exactly the same. Right?
Oh, yeah. There are pieces that I do that are exactly the same. But I like playing patterns that are flexible enough where you can do them slightly differently each time you do them. So it's like a whole new, fresh playing session.
Right.
That way.
Well, give me an example of that. Play like something old that you kind of know and then sort of start improvising on it. That would be cool. Conversations.
An idea from the Endorphins album.
Is it? Explain harmonic, because a lot of people don't know. When you, on a guitar, if you press the string down all the way into the fretboard, you get a note. It's like that. But you can just touch the string without pressing down on it.
Oh, yeah.
And you get this kind of ringy bell sound, which is different. So there's a couple of different ways to press down on strings.
Yeah, there's about 5 to 7 different spots on the guitar where you can do that.
Where you can just touch, lightly touch it above the fretboard with your left hand.
Yeah, you touch it with your left hand, but you don't push all the way down. And you just touch it in such a way where you let go at the same time you hit it with your right. Like this.
It sounds like a bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do that a lot in your music. I hear that. It's a different note from if you press down on the string.
Yeah, right, like this, for example. If I press down, it would be like... Right. As opposed to...
Right. And you know where those places are. As opposed to me, when I don't play harmonics.
there's some up here.
Yeah, it has a very bell-like quality to it.
Yeah. And there's some.
All right, well, let's take a break for a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, we don't want to...
Here's the word from our sponsors. Okay, well, that's a word from our sponsors. Now back to our regular program.
Yeah, and we'll be back right after this.
We're going to take a musical break now. This tune features yours truly on electric keyboard and Fred Poindexter on electronic drums. Find all our albums at neilslademusic.com or brainradar.com. This tune is from the album Mind Music, and it's called Homer's Cantaloupe. Thank you. here we are. We're back. See, we don't have commercials on this station at all, do we?
No.
Because we're self-employed.
Yeah, we're self-employed.
We don't work for Ben anything. And Jerry's ice cream. Oh, let me tell you, did you know I broke my tooth on eating out of a Ben and Jerry's carton of ice cream? Did I tell you this story?
You shouldn't eat that
stuff. Let me tell you. Well, I went. Normally, I get the frozen, the stone. What is it? Stonehenge. Yes. Usually, I get Stonehenge frozen yogurt. It's really frozen. It's
yeah,
so hard.
It's so like hard that, you know, it's been around for thousands of years.
Stony Brook. No, yeah. That's not it. It's
Stony Brook.
Stony and Tony's frozen yogurt. I don't know, but I get it at Whole Foods, and it's got like zero fat in it, right? So you don't clog up your arteries, and it tastes just like ice cream. Stony, I don't know. Anyway, so normally I get that, but one day Whole Foods was closed, so I went into 7-Eleven. I thought, Ben and Jerry's. Let's get Ben and Jerry's. If you look at Ben and Jerry's, it's like 60% saturated fat, right? Or 50, it's between 40 and 60% saturated fat.
Yeah.
So it will instantly clog up all the arteries that feed your brain.
Well, I thought that stuff was supposed to be healthy, Ben.
No, well, that's the thing. Ben and Jerry, you know, the two old guys who sold Ben, they sold it to Unilever Foods back in 2001. So now the people who make Ben and Jerry's ice cream are not these two little people in Vermont. It's what was Lever Brothers. Remember Lever Brothers? They used to advertise on Let's Make a Deal. They own like Procter & Gamble.
Well,
and they make all this junk.
In other words, it's been...
It's an $8 billion a year company.
They've resorted to...
But they kept like the Ben & Jerry's label. So people who buy Ben & Jerry's think they're getting it from these two little farmers in Vermont. It's nuts. They still make it in Vermont, but it's like run by the $8 billion a year company.
The equivalent of a Monsanto.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm eating the ice cream. So I take the ice cream home. I'm sitting in bed. I'm watching a movie. I just got a spoon. So I'm eating it right out of the carton. I take, lick off the spoon, take another. So I'm about six spoonfuls in. And I bite into the New York Super Chunk, and there was a Super Duper Chunk in there, and my teeth went,
God.
And I pulled a piece of sand out of my mouth. There was a piece of sand in the ice cream.
And you broke your tooth?
Well, first I pulled the sand out. That was the first thing, because it sounded like a granite boulder.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever bitten into a piece of sand or not. They're not very... It doesn't have to be very big, but it sounds huge.
Yeah.
Right? Because your teeth are like, what, 2,000 pounds per square inch?
Sometimes in spinach, I'll bite into
sand. Yeah, I've gotten that, but you don't expect it in a carton of ice cream, right? And I hadn't put the spoon down, and the spoon was clean. I'm coming directly at... So I know it was in the ice cream. Without any question, it was in the ice cream. I can understand that factory, somebody... You know, flicks their hair or their eyelash, and
but you kept eating it, and
well, I stopped.
Yeah,
and I looked at the piece of sand, and sure enough, it was like from the beach.
My God!
So I thought that was the end of it. I flicked it away, and then I noticed my molar, and half of my molar had broken off.
Your original tooth?
Yes, yes. It was now the tooth had a filling. Right?
Yeah.
But it cracked in half where the filling was. It just broke the tooth in half. And so I called Ben and Jerry's the next day, and I said, listen, guys, there was sand in your ice cream, and it broke my molar. So they said, well, fill out this form. We'll send you a form. We're really sorry.
Yeah.
Here's a form. We're going to email you a form, and you fill it out, and then have your dentist fill it out, and then send it back to us, and we'll see what we can do. So I said, oh, you mean you'll pay to have my tooth fixed? Well, you need to send in the form. So I went to Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve looks at the tooth. He says, well, dude, there's nothing I can do but cap the tooth. That's going to be...
$3,700.
Well, not $1,600 to do it. So it was over $1,000.
So you filled out the form.
We filled out. Steve sent it in, and then we didn't hear anything. And a month went by. And Steve called him like four times. And I called him four times. And they wouldn't return our phone calls. So finally, I emailed them and said, well, I guess I'm going to have to talk about this on the next Coast to Coast show, how I got stoned on a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. That's a pun. I got stoned on Ben and Jerry's ice cream, right?
Right.
And what happened afterwards? They immediately emailed me back and said, "We're sorry, we can't do anything. You know, part of the flavor is the hard chunks of chocolate ice cream and nuts, and that's part of the enjoyment of the ice cream." And I said, "Well, that's not what broke my tooth. It was a rock, not your flavorings."
Do you have the rock?
No, I spit it out, because I spit it out before I realized it had broken my tooth. That's Otherwise, I would have held onto the rock as evidence. But they wouldn't have paid off anyway. They would have made me take them to court.
That's usually the case. They win. It's a win-win thing for them because they don't care about the people.
No, they just care about the bucks. But that's my last pint of Ben and Jerry's for as long as I live.
Well,
it's too bad
because a lot of people out there are probably going to stop eating if they hear this.
Well, I'm sure they, you know, just in my newsletter list alone, 15,000 people.
Yeah, well,
here's the good thing. Since I won't be buying any more Ben and Jerry's, I won't be clogging up my arteries or breaking my teeth.
Well, yeah, you don't want to eat this stuff anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. It was the universe saying, enjoy your last pint, because you're too old to be clogging up the veins that
even
your brain.
The milk that's in ice cream, man, it comes from medicated cows.
I'm sure the Ben and Jerry's, well, they say not, but I don't believe it.
Anymore, it probably comes from medicated cows that have, I would say, you know, some kind of bacteria.
Well, they don't use GMO-free stuff in their ice cream. In other words, genetically modified food goes into Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Well, I would never eat any of that stuff. So many people are tempted to, and they do, and they're eating GMO products.
Well, I'm back to Stony Brook or whatever.
I mean, I got
to
tell you,
it's organic. Okay. It's organic.
Organic, yeah. So. Well, organic has a lot of different meanings anymore. You know, you never know what they're saying. If it's organic, it could be they just dropped it on the ground and they call it organic, you know.
Listen, hey, we got to take another break and a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Here's a word from our sponsor. Okay, we're back.
But
that was one of the Ben and Jerry cows right there. It sounded like
Robo-cow.
We're going to take another musical break now. This tune features Fred Poindexter on steel string acoustic fingerstyle guitar, and yours truly, Neil Slade, on nylon string lead classical guitar. Find all our albums at neilslademusic.com or brainradar.com, and also at fredpoindexter.net. This tune is from the album Cosmic Conversations, and it's called Road to Taos. us another demonstration of how Fred plays the guitar here.
Okay, I guess I can do that.
You know, why would anyone listen to Fresh Air when they could listen to you and me?
I don't know.
Or Charlie Rose.
Well, everybody loves Charlie.
I don't. He's kind of the shill for corporate America, I think.
Well, I think...
You know when I lost my respect for Charlie Rose? When he had the two guys, he was interviewing the two guys who write for South Park. And I'm not a fan of South Park.
That's your opinion.
I know that's my opinion.
I know this girl that used to be on South Park. You know her too.
Oh, you're talking, no, she wasn't on South Park. Who are you talking about? You mean What's-His-Face's girlfriend?
Well,
the girl who sings for Steve's band?
Yeah.
What's her name? Let's give the Steve Law Band a plug. My Dentist's Band. It's like a weird name. Look, do you have a flyer for Steve's band?
What? No.
Oh. Yeah, her boyfriend is the guy who writes for South Park. Her old boyfriend was Trey Parker.
Well, why did they break up?
I don't know. Because he moved to California. And he left his girlfriend in Colorado.
Well, she's playing, what's her name? Potter?
No. Not Molly. Moon.
Anyway. I had her Facebook page up yesterday.
Oh, you did? She has her own page?
Yeah.
Here, let's look at the Steve.
Just go to
Steve Law Band. Okay, here. We're going to go on the internet.
Just hit Foxfire.
Firefox.
Firefox.
Do you have
get rid of this.
Get rid of this.
No, get rid of that. Hit that red.
Hit the red. We're now operating an Apple computer.
And now hit Foxfire.
Firefox.
And now bring this up.
It's not Foxfire. It's Firefox.
Bring it up.
Where is it?
Well,
nothing more exciting on the radio than the
Steve. Oh, you don't use this. You use the mouse.
Oh,
that's.
I see. Okay, let's use a mouse.
Yeah, just go.
Close that window.
Hit that arrow that's pointing that way.
Close tabs.
No, don't close it. Hit cancel.
Oh, hit cancel. Okay.
And then hit that arrow there above. Here's Fred.
Here's Fred.
I'm giving Neil a lesson in.
Okay, here's Firefox right here. I think, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Go to home.
Home. Oh, Fred. Here's Fred.
Yeah. Well, you can hit that.
Okay. So now we're on Fred. Oh, there you are on Facebook. Fred Poindexter. Facebook.com/Eric Allen Music. That was when you were using the Eric Allen Vincent name.
I don't use that name.
But now you're Fred Poindexter.
Fred Poindexter. My original name.
People can go to brainradar.com. You can go to fredpoindexter.net.
And there's my buddy, my fly buddy. He lives here.
Your fly buddy? That's you playing the guitar.
But dude.
Oh, there's a fly on the
street. He's my buddy. He lives here.
Your fly. Okay, so now what do we do that we're on Facebook?
Well, we want to find Steve's page.
Okay.
And go home.
Home.
Yeah, home. There you go.
Hit the home.
And then
look at this picture of Lois Helmerichs updated her cover photo.
Yeah, she's a motorcyclist.
I know, but she looks like about 14.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She looks about 10 in this picture.
Do you know Lois?
No, I don't, but that's a great picture.
I know. It's like from the 50s.
I should put I've got my picture from junior high school. I ought to put that up.
I think you should.
We could start a whole, new thing.
There's David Kinsel.
Oh, David. I know David.
And there's Paul Conley.
Who's this guy with his dog?
I don't know.
That's really horrible.
I don't even know.
Oh, it's a dog that was in a fight. That's disgusting.
There's Paul
Conley. Oh, there's Paul with his ukulele.
When he was a little kid.
I think he
see if Steve's got a poster. Keep going.
Steve. No, that's Eric
Tommy
Clapton.
Phillips.
Eric Clapton posted on your Facebook page, it looks like. Well, let's just do a search for Steve Law Band on Google.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's my dentist who's now fixing my broken molar. Steve Law, and I will find out. It begins with a T. Her name begins with a T. Toddy. Is that it?
Yes.
Toddy. So I met Toddy. Came over a couple times to play music with me before Trey Parker was famous. when he had just graduated from CU, and he made that movie about Alfred Packer. So I went and saw that movie, and with Toddy and with Trey Parker, and he was just kind of already sort of acting like a big shot and didn't say too much to me. Steve LaBand, there we go. The Singing Dentist. You know, Julia said he should call his band Brush and Floss. That should be the name of his band. There it is, Steve LaBand, and there's Toddy. Yeah, there she is. Oh, it's been years since I've seen her. She must be like 45 now. She was pretty cute. She was a good singer. She's still a good singer.
She sings really good.
Yeah. Anyway, he's the Singing Dentist. Looks like a real band. Well, play me another little tune here live.
There you go, Neil. Made that up.
I know you did. That was spontaneous creative process at work.
Yeah, that was just fiddling around, as you might say, and on the East Coast.
Yeah. On the West Coast, you'd call it lobster cakes and fish line.
And salty dogs.
That's I think that's about a half an hour. That's enough for... I don't think people are going to want to listen to you and me chat for more than half an hour in a row.
No, but we'll be back again for our next show. So stay tuned to this channel. It may be next week. It may be 2 weeks from now. But we're going to come back and we're going to provide more information for the masses.
Helpful information that will make your life better and work smoother and provide you with more happiness in each moment.
It can't hurt.
Well, it might hurt.
Well, some of it I'm sure will, but...
might hurt some people. Might cause some people a lot of pain and suffering.
Oh, that's because we really don't plan this show at all. There's no planning.
But if it does hurt, then your amygdala is telling you to stop.
Back off.
To back off, that's right. But if it feels good... means to keep going in that direction. That's the magic of the amygdala. So,
yeah.
Neil and Fred here reminding you to tickle your amygdala.
Ride the wave.
You've been listening to The Fred and Neil Show, brought to you 100% commercial free. Well, except for this. Sponsored by BrainRadar.com for the best in brain books, brain self-control, and paranormal amygdala tickling. And Julia Liu at JuliaPainting.com for the best in fine art paintings and gifts at JuliaPainting.com. And of course, FredPoindexter.net. We're going to finish off with my dentist. This is the Steve Law Band from his second album that you can find at SteveLaw.com. And it's called All Right, Okay.
It's really...